I was never able to count very high, and so I kind of stopped my arithmetic around the number three. So I did some searching this week because I just couldn't go any higher than the number three. And did you all know that there's actually a book out there entitled The Book of Threes? This is how popular the number three is in our culture. Let me just share with you some of the places in which the number three occurs, right? So three lights in a stoplight, three strikes in baseball. Why not six or eight, right? Three musketeers, the three horsemen of the apocalypse. Of course, the genie always grants how many wishes? Three, right? You know, there are 30 species of snakes in Virginia, but only three of them are poisonous. The Three Blind Mice is the song that we sing. We watch My Three Sons, The Three Stooges, and Three's Company. We of course, give the Boy Scout salute with three fingers. This is really quite amazing, isn't it? We eat three meals a day. In frigid North countries, they talk about a three-dog night, a night that is so cold that you need three dogs to sleep with you in order to keep you warm. We talk about the three persons of the Trinity, if we're Christian, and the three wise men. The number three is actually, you know, pretty amazingly common in our society and in our culture. But of course, you know, the most famous three issue is, of course, the story about the three guys who were arrested in France back in the Middle Ages. They were, by profession, a chemist, a physicist, and an engineer. And they are all arrested and found guilty and condemned to death by the guillotine, these three guys. And the chemist is the first one to go, and he's given some choices. He's asked, do you want to look up or do you want to look down? And he says, I want to look down. And they ask him, do you want to be blindfolded or do you want to be able to see? He says, I don't want any blindfold. And so they pull the rope, and the guillotine blade comes down and stops miraculously about an inch from his head. And as the rules are, if the guillotine stops an inch from your head, you get to go free. So chemist gets up, walks away, free as a bird. The physicist comes up. They put him on the guillotine, ask him the same questions. You want to look up? You want to look down? He says, I want to look down. Says, do you want a blindfold? No, I don't want a blindfold. So they let the blade go, and miraculously, it stops an inch from his head. Rule is, if the guillotine stops an inch from your head, you get to get up, walk away free. Engineer comes down, put him on the guillotine, ask him the same two questions. You want to look up? You want to look down? Engineer's a little bit different. There's always got to be one a little bit different. He says, I want to look up. And says, you want to be blindfolded? No, I don't want a blindfold. So they pull the rope. The guillotine comes down. As it's coming down, he says, wait, I see the problem. You see, there's always one guy that has to be different. You got two guys that are bright, and you got one guy that's a little bit off. For some reason, there's always got to be one guy who wants to do things differently from the other two. But you're everywhere all the time, got three guys. One of them want to do things differently. One of them want to do things wrong. Two of them want to do things right. Well, today we've got a tale of three men. You've heard of the tale of two cities. This is the tale of three men. And we're in the book of 3 John. Everything this morning is about threes. The book of 3 John. Dr. Madeley, that's right after 2 John. It'd be right before 4 John, but there isn't a 4 John. It is, however, right before Jude. So find the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is the last book of the New Testament, the last book of the Bible. Flip back to the book of Jude. When you find the book of Jude, flip back one more page, and you're going to fall right into 3 John. There are no chapters in 3 John. 3 John is one of the little letters of the New Testament. We're talking about three of them. We're talking about 2 John. We're talking about 3 John. And next week, we're going to talk about the letter of Jude. 3 John is a story of three men. And the question for you this morning is, which of them are you going to be like? Are you going to be like the physicist and the chemist, or are you going to be the oddball out like the engineer? The three guys' names, if you look with me at 3 John, you'll notice that the first guy is the one to whom the Apostle John is writing. Verse 1, notice, to my dear friend Gaius. The first guy, his name is Gaius. We'll look a little bit further down through the chapter, and notice we'll come across another guy in verse 9. His name, Diotrephes. Gaius, Diotrephes, and notice the third guy, he comes down later on in the chapter, verse 12, Demetrius. A tale of 3 men. Gaius, Diotrephes, and Demetrius. Which will you imitate? Gaius is a great guy, apparently, because John writes in the letter, and look at how he addresses him. To my dear friend, Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Gaius apparently had a great relationship with the Apostle John. John personally loved him and personally had befriended him. As a matter of fact, he says all sorts of wonderful things about him. Notice verse 2, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Gaius is a great guy. As a matter of fact, the Apostle John praises Gaius time after time after time for being a guy that exemplifies walking in the truth. The truth isn't something you just hold on to. Almost every time that John talks about truth, truth is something into which you are to walk. Truth is something that you live out. Truth isn't something that you just believe. Truth isn't something that you just hold on to. Truth is just not some kind of a concept like a pie in the sky idea. For the Apostle John, truth is something you walk in. Truth is something you live out. Truth, to the Apostle John, is the doctrine of Christianity or the doctrines of Christianity. Doctrines are not merely something you believe. Doctrines are not merely something you recite from a creed. Doctrines are something that you walk in. Doctrines are something that you live in continuity with. Doctrines affect and determine what kind of person you are. Gaius is a guy who walks in the truth, and John can't say it enough. I have no greater joy, verse 4, than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Notice verse 5. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers. Even though they are strangers to you, they have told the whole church about your love. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. How is it that Gaius is walking in the truth? Back in the second century, you've got Christians that are wandering from city to city. In the first century, Christians are wandering from city to city. They stop in your city. They go to your church. They're in need of blankets. They're in need of drinks. They're in need of food. And they come to your church as strangers. And here's what Gaius does. Gaius welcomes them in as strangers. He takes them into his home. He is feeding them. He is caring for them. He is nurturing them. Gaius is kind to strangers. And it has spread throughout all of Asia Minor. If you're a stranger in the town in which Gaius lives, and you need somebody to be kind to you, if you need someone to bind your wounds, to meet your needs, to give you a drink of water when you're thirsty, Gaius is the guy to go to. Gaius doesn't know any strangers. For Gaius, there are no strangers. Gaius walks in the truth, and a person who walks in the truth is a person who is kind not only to his friends, but also to strangers. In other words, someone who walks in the truth is hospitable. Someone who walks in the truth cares for the needs of someone that he doesn't know, someone he meets on the street, someone who appears at his front door, someone who walks into a Sunday school class that we've never seen before. Someone who walks in the truth is someone whose heart goes out to strangers. A tale of three men. Gaius is one of the great ones. However, it's a tale of three men. And the next guy isn't quite as, well, sunshiny, shall we say. Verse 9. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us. Could anybody say anything worse about you than that you love to be first? You love to be the first in line. You love to be first in line so you can fill your plate the fullest. You love to be first in line so you can always get the best buys. You love to be first in line so you can always make sure that number one is taken care of. You love to be first in line so that you're the one who gets the most notice. You love to be first in line because you're the one who has to feel important. You love to be first in line so that everybody can look at you. You love to be first in line so that everybody else has to come in after you and you don't have to wait as long. You love to be first in line so you can sit down first and get the best seat. You love to be first in line so you can always take care of yourself and not worry about the needs of anybody else. Could anybody say anything more critical of us than to describe us in a public letter than as someone who loves to be first? You know, Jesus had something to say about this to the disciples. Do you remember? He says, you know what? The Son of Man did not come to be served, but he came to be a servant. He did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And he says, those who seek to be first will be last. Diotrephes, in contrast to Gaius, loved to be first. Christians, those who want to imitate Jesus Christ, those who want to be disciples of Jesus Christ, never take first place. They always look for the back of the line. They never want to get to a place first. They're always happy to get to a place last. They're never looking for the best seat for themselves. They're always allowing someone else to have the best seat. They never run to the buffet line and try to get at the front of it so they can get everything of the dish that they want. They're always happy to let someone else go to the front of the buffet line so someone else can pile their plate with the boiled shrimp, with the crab legs, with the sushi, or with the fine filet mignon. You see, a disciple of Jesus Christ doesn't love to be first. As a matter of fact, he recognizes first place for what it is. It's the place that Diotrephes gets. Everybody stand back so that Diotrephes can go to the front of the line. A tale of three men. Gaius, who didn't know any strangers. Gaius, who never met a person that he didn't want to reach his hand out to and help up off the street. Gaius, a guy who always greeted everybody that came to his door with a smile and with a welcome in. Gaius, who always had a place at the table set for the unexpected. Gaius for the person who always put himself last in order that the person who showed up and whom he didn't know could be first. And then Diotrephes, who loved to be first. His entire life was organized around being first. His heart was passionate about being first. When he got up in the morning, he was always the first one to get the first cup of coffee and to drink his fill. And who cares about the rest of the household? A story of three men, Gaius, Diotrephes. Let's read a little bit more about Diotrephes. So if I come, verse 10, I will call attention to what he is doing, gossiping maliciously about us. Not satisfied with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. Not only does Diotrephes always seek first place for himself, but notice, he's never concerned with welcoming. His life is not oriented around welcoming others. As a matter of fact, those whose lives are oriented around welcoming the stranger, those whose lives are orchestrated around welcoming people and serving people, did you hear what he does? He puts those kinds of people out of the church. In other words, Diotrephes' church has become a clique. Diotrephes' Sunday school class has become a clique in which Diotrephes is looking for only certain types of people who meet his kind of measurement and perspective about who ought to be there. Diotrephes has a checklist about the kind of people that he invites to his supper table. Diotrephes has a checklist about the kind of people that he associates with. Diotrephes has certain criteria and standards for the people that he welcomes. And anybody who is welcoming people who don't meet Diotrephes' standards, Diotrephes puts those people out of his church. Two kinds of people so far. The Gaiuses of this world and the Diotrephes of this world. Which one are you? Notice that the Apostle John goes on. Dear friend, verse 11, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. If you're a verse memorizer, if you like to memorize Bible verses, then let me suggest that one Bible verse, just one Bible verse that you memorize from these first 3 weeks that we're going to spend together on the three little letters of the New Testament, let me suggest that you memorize 3 John verse 11. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. In other words, what the Apostle John is saying is Diotrephes, although he talks about God all the time, Diotrephes, although he says that he reads the Bible all the time, Diotrephes, although he says that he has seen God, Diotrephes, although he says that he follows God, Diotrephes, although he says and insists that he's a Christian, Diotrephes, although he is a member of this church or of that Sunday school class, Diotrephes, the Apostle John says, is not a man who has really seen God. Because here's what the Apostle John believes with all his heart. If you have really seen God, if you have caught a vision of God from the Scriptures, if you have seen God as God really is, the Apostle John says, something has changed inside you. If you have really caught a true vision of God, then you welcome strangers. If you have really caught a true vision of God, you take last place in line. If you have really seen God as he is, as the apostles and the prophets declare him to us to be, you put yourself last. This is how you can tell if someone has really seen the true God of the Bible. They don't love being first. There was another guy who had a vision of God. You remember him? There was another guy who caught a vision of God that was life transforming. Remember the prophet Isaiah? Prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6 had a vision of God. Remember, he gets this vision of God, and God is seated inside a temple on a throne, and he's got his majestic robe, which flows out from the throne, and his robe is so huge, the train of his robe is so long that it floods and it fills the temple. You can't walk anywhere in the temple without treading on God's robe, because it is so huge, because God is so majestic, because God is so awesome. And as Isaiah catches this vision of the Almighty God of the universe seated on his throne with this majestic robe, he sees angels flying all around the throne. And each of the angels have six wings. With two, they're covering their feet. With two, they're covering their faces, and with two, they're flying. They cover their feet because the angels are covering that part of their body which represents their lowliness and their dirtiness. In the ancient Near Eastern world, everybody wore sandals, and there were no paved streets. There were, of course, the Roman roads of square stones, but in between the stones there was dirt, and the dirt in the rain overflowed onto the rocks, and as you walked on the roads of the Roman Empire, the dirt would just cover and soil your feet, even though they were covered with sandals. And so the first thing that a host did when you entered their house was to wash your feet, because your feet were trashed. They were filthy, and they were gucky, and they were dirty. And so before you entered a host's home, you would either wash your own feet or the host would wash your feet for you. You would take your shoes off, leave them outside, and you would wash your feet and walk in. The angels are covering their feet as a symbol of how short they realize they fall from God's purity and God's glory. They see God for who he is, and they cannot bear to look at his majesty and his purity and his righteousness, so they've got their faces covered. And with the other two wings, they're flying. And when Isaiah sees the Lord of Isaiah 6, the first words out of his mouth are, "Woe is me. Woe is me. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips." In other words, the effect that the vision of God has upon Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6 is that when he sees God in his purity, when he sees God in his perfection, when he sees God in his majesty, when he sees God as God really is, it transforms him. It causes him to realize how lowly he is, how sinful he is, how much he needs to be forgiven of his sin. What the Apostle John and what Isaiah are teaching us is this: if you've seen God, it has changed you. If you've seen God, you've gone from the front of the line to the back of the line. If you've seen God, you don't pass strangers by, you welcome them in. If you've seen God, you practice hospitality. If you've seen God, you do the good, not the evil. It's a tale of three men. And notice the last man that the Apostle John talks about. Verse 12. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name. Did you hear what he said about Demetrius? Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and we also speak well of him. You know, there's nothing nicer to find out than from some third party that someone else has just passed on to them a nice statement about you. They didn't tell you, but they told someone else, and that someone else has told you. There is no finer crown in life than to find out from a third person that people are speaking well of you. Oh, he's a nice guy. She's a fantastic cook. He's so kind to animals. He doesn't know a stranger. He gives the best hugs. She is such a good mother. Oh, she is a tremendous baseball player. He's a great fisherman. Oh, you know what? He makes the best ribs. Oh, you know, in his house, you never feel like a stranger. You can always count that whenever you go up to her, she's going to smile at you and welcome you, and that you're never going to feel as though you can't talk to her. Oh, she is so easy to talk to. Every time you talk to her, you feel like you're the only one in the room. There is no greater crown in life than to find out from a third person that people are speaking well of you. So which are you? Are you a Gaius who doesn't know a stranger? Are you a Diotrephes who is passionate about being first? Are you a Demetrius about whom everyone is speaking well? Who are you? Because if you've seen God, something about you has changed. And so, Father, would you by the Spirit peer deeply into our hearts? Would you help us to see who we are? Would you divide our hearts? And would you help us to see where we are like Gaius and Demetrius? Would you spread open our hearts so that we can see where we are like Diotrephes? Would you give us a vision of yourself? Would you help us to see you in the Bible so that we will be changed like Isaiah was changed, so that we will do not evil, but good? I ask it through the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit.